Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we shine the spotlight on three different ministries and causes worth supporting during this holiday season. It's just ahead on Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs show of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. We begin by going back to a visit we had with Suzanne Becker, the new executive director of Feed My People Food Bank. We're taking part in the 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign again this year, a matching challenge for Feed My People, seeking to support our Wisconsin neighbors in need, those families that don't necessarily know where their next meal is coming from in terms of everybody from kids to seniors. Suzanne joined us on the WIB Wake Up Show on November 2nd, and we began by talking about how far that they can stretch $1 at Feed My People.
Right. We say that $1 gives us four meals right now. Of course, that's changing with inflation all the time. Inflation has been hard on all of us, and it's been really hard on families who are already struggling. So we're able to stretch. We're doing everything we can.
We know that, again, Feed My People, about 70,000 people, perhaps more in West Central Wisconsin, the 14-county area that you serve, rely on food from Feed My People through, again, over 200 local food pantries that you partner with in these communities. And again, these are our families. These are senior citizens on fixed income. But tell me about the need among children right now, because off the air, you were telling me that you've seen childhood hunger increasing a lot.
We have. We have seen that this fall as the kids went back to school. And, you know, for years we have promoted and tried to get the backpack program going in all of our different schools throughout the 14 counties we serve. We're now taking that to a new level with school pantries, and we've had just a tremendous amount of teachers reach out to us. They just know that they see the families that are struggling. And, of course, when mom and dad are struggling, that means the kids are struggling. And so we've tried to make a commitment that we're going to try to get a school pantry in all the schools. Of course, that's a daunting project, but we need to make sure. Our kids need our help, and we need to make sure that we are there for them, and that's what we're going to do.
It's been such a trying time over these years with the pandemic and inflation, and a good thing you guys added on to your location sometime back, right?
Oh, my gosh. We say that every day, and we use every inch of it. We're about to open a 3,600 square feet. We just added onto the side. It's going to be called our Hunger Action Center, and it's going to provide emergency response. We've been working with local government so that we will always have pre-packed cleaning supplies, food, and hygiene in case of any kind of emergency. And then just to really increase our programming, you know, every time we add something like school pantries or senior packs and those kinds of things, we need space to do that. So it just gives us a little bit more space there. I mean, we're using every space, every inch we can to do as much as we can.
Wow. And maybe touch on a little bit, again, we're talking with Suzanne Becker, Executive Director of Feed My People Food Bank. Our 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign is going on now, wwib.com/60ways, for you to respond to that. But I think we saw COVID and we saw a pandemic and saw, wow, that's going to drastically increase need. But it seems like the storm surge afterward was inflation, and that is what has seemed to do even more damage when it comes to households struggling with food insecurity, meaning simply they don't always know when they're next going to have a meal because there's too much month and not enough money.
Yeah, you know, we're seeing it in a different way. Certainly the pandemic was a trying time. But this inflation, again, you know, we're all having to put gas in our car, and we all understand, you know, all have to go to the grocery store. And so for these families, we did it at one of our pop-ups not too long ago. We made an attempt to talk to each car that went through each family to ask them how inflation was hurting their family. Was it hurting their kids? And the one that stuck with me, because I'm a mother of two, was a woman who said, you know, she said, we were struggling before, but we were making it. Now at these prices, I just can't do it. We need help. But she said, you know, we're turning down our heat. We're doing all these things. At the end of it, she said, my kids are young, and I'm trying to hide it from them. I want them to keep smiling. I don't want them to know we're struggling. And as a mom, I thought, these parents are trying so hard, you know, and our seniors are trying so hard that are on limited income. We just are, as a community, we need to be there for them. And, you know, and we will. We are doing that.
Suzanne, we love you. We love Feed My People. Just as I hear you, I'm like, it's amazing the work you do and God empowering you. And so just make your direct appeal. The WIB listeners on their way to work or school, we're here all the time, but make your appeal here in closing for people to give to 60 Ways in 60 Days at WIB.com and join with these generous businesses.
Yeah, and these businesses are wonderful, but, you know, we never do anything alone. I mean, it takes a community. It takes, people who volunteer. It takes people who give. And this is just a wonderful campaign you have going on here. It directly helps each one of these food pantries that we serve. And that, of course, that helps the people they serve. But it takes all of us. And it, you know, if you can give a dollar or if you can give more, it all helps because it all comes together and the impact is great. And we're so proud to partner with your listeners and WWIB. And we're very excited about this program this year.
Again, WWIB.com/60ways, WIB.com/60ways, almost $5,000 put up in a matching challenge. Those businesses we tell you about, they've given that money or going to give that money to Feed My People Food Bank. It'll pay for about 20,000 meals. They're challenging you to at least double it. Maybe we could triple or quadruple it. The need is out there. Thank you so much for giving it some thought and prayer about what you could give. And maybe it means a little sacrifice on your part, but can you share with families who are struggling, who are truly struggling? And so many times we hear when we talk to these local food pantries, it's not the same families week after week, month after month. Sometimes it's just something happened in their lives where they just need not a handout, but just a hand up. And we're hoping that you will be the hands and feet of Jesus and help.
Suzanne Becker, Executive Director of Feed My People Food Bank, from a visit November 2nd on the WIB Wake Up Show. Here on Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO, I'm Mark Halverson. Next up, Renee O'Donnell of Chippewa Valley Snow Angels joined our own Caleb Swenson this past Friday on the WIB Wake Up Show. And Caleb began by saying,
Renee, actually, I've known you for years, but yeah, we kind of lost touch for a while, too. So good to see you again. And what I found out was not only are you a business owner now, but also you started a nonprofit. So we want to talk about Chippewa Valley Snow Angels. What does it do? How did this come about?
Caleb, so we started Chippewa Valley Snow Angels back in 2020 when COVID kind of hit. It kind of just started with somebody asking me if I had extra snow gear for a couple local kids in the area, and I didn't have anything. Contacted some other charities, and nobody was doing anything because of COVID. I was put in touch with the Eau Claire Firefighters Community Charity, who we work right alongside. They do Operation Warm, where they do coats. And then we come back in, and we will do the boots, snow pants, hats, mittens, all of those things. Last year, we were able to clothe about 170 kids. Unfortunately, this year, the need is twice that.
Wow.
But like I said, with cost of inflation, prices are obviously more. So we're just really in need of some donors this year.
And again, these kids are coming here from the Eau Claire area primarily?
Pretty much the Chippewa Valley. So yeah. We've been doing Eau Claire. We've reached out to Cadott. We've done a little bit in Chippewa and a couple of the other smaller schools as well.
About what does it cost right now to make sure a child is fully clothed with, again, winter hats, mittens, boots, things like that?
It's definitely gone up from last year. So right now it's probably on average about $68 per child. So like I said, we have about 60 kids who still need to be clothed. If anybody can help, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, and again, so many times you think about children kind of falling through the cracks, too, where who's looking out for them? And so you found a gap here with Chippewa Valley Snow Angels where you said, you know, again, because of COVID and things shutting down and nonprofits losing funding. I mean, there was just nobody doing this. And so you're kind of standing in the gap and saying, will other people help me do this so I'm not walking that road alone?
Right. And it's been a wonderful journey. We just want to make sure that, you know, anybody who needs the stuff and has asked us, that we can definitely fulfill that void that they're looking for.
Again, we're talking with Renee from Chippewa Valley Snow Angels, and we're going to tell you how you can respond to this need as well. But Renee, do you get a chance to actually give these winter clothing items to kids? I mean, what's it like when we think something, again, for many of us, we have kids, it's like they have what they need. But for children who don't, what's it like when they receive that gift?
The kids are so cute. I mean, I've been into a couple of schools and handed out the items, and we let them pick out what snow pants that they like, what boots, let them try it on. And they just, you know, they're overwhelmed with joy and happiness. Some of them will be, you know, funny about it, and they'll, you know, be like, well, I have my snow pants from last year, but in all actuality, that kid's probably grown about 5 inches, and those snow pants are not going to fit them.
And again, so we're talking about $68 per child to make sure they have the winter clothing items they need. And you mentioned at least 60 plus children still in need that we know of.
Correct.
That we know of so far. So how do people respond? I know probably the easiest way is to go to your website, but there's an in-person option as well if they'd like to give that way.
So they can go to the website, which is ChippewaValleySnowAngels.com, or they can stop in at Slate Boutique and Gifts off of 93 right next to Cave Coffee. Monetary donations or new items can be dropped off.
Perfect. So again, ChippewaValleySnowAngels.com to give online, or if you have new items or want to give a cash, check, things like that, then stop by Slow Boutique. Fantastic. Renee, thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
Thank you for having a heart for kids. And we hope to see every single one of those children clothed soon with the winter clothing they need. I mean,
it's getting cold.
When we look at a 40-degree temperature difference between yesterday morning at this time and this morning as well, too. I mean, it just like we're doing with Feed My People right now, too. Children shouldn't go to bed hungry. Children shouldn't be going out without the winter clothing items that they need. We just want to keep them warm. We want to keep them well fed. And I think I was actually just reading a scripture this morning about our responsibility to help those in need, that it's actually wrong for us to withhold if we have the ability to give.
Right.
And I hope everyone catches that vision this morning. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Caleb.
Again, ChippewaValleySnowAngels.com, ChippewaValleySnowAngels.com, or stop by Slate Boutique on Highway 93 South.
Renee O'Donnell from Chippewa Valley Snow Angels, a worthy cause. And thank you, Renee, for your efforts there as we head into this much colder time of the year. And finally, going back to October on the WIB Wake Up Show, Caleb Swenson and I had a chance to talk with Kat Morgan from Fierce Freedom, the anti-human trafficking organization that has had a lot going on. Caleb began by asking, what do they do on a daily basis?
Yeah, so we have several educational programs that are out there. So we go into the community, we speak to thousands every year about the reality of human trafficking, because we find that there are still some misperceptions of what it really looks like. Some of that goes towards the podcast, and we have guests on that kind of share a little bit more of what they're doing. We do events. We just had our conference, and it was a huge hit. It was a huge success, and people really seem to love it. We want to continue doing things like this. And we also have a program where we go into schools, and we share with kids. We want to help them to create a culture of worth, value, and dignity for each other. Because we think that that's really the underpinning of why trafficking continues, is people don't know their own worth and they don't know the worth of the people around them.
During a recent visit with us on the WIB Wake Up Show, I asked Kat Morgan to give us an update on what's been going on with Fierce Freedom.
We're committed to doing this work. We've been in the community for over a decade doing the work of fighting trafficking, educating, spreading awareness. And because of where a lot of people are at, frankly, a lot of people have taken a financial hit, and we're also in that category. And so giving has been somewhat down because of a lot of that is due to the stock market and things like that. So basically, in order to continue the work that we're doing, we are trying to raise $80,000 by the end of the year.
Kat Morgan says,
We are making sacrifices. We're cutting, you know, we've downsized staff. We're downsizing from our office. And what I was going to say is so cool is Valley Brook actually heard that this was going on and has offered us free office space.
Awesome.
Wow.
So this is that's the body of Christ. That's really, you know, we see the hope. And what I want to say is I think that this is a temporary, really tough season. But I believe that we will get through it. But I mean, again, the next couple months will dictate how that's going to look for us going forward. And if we really can continue, you know, it's personally my personal livelihood. It's what I do and what I'm committed to. So I'm 100% committed. But unfortunately, again, we're not federally subsidized. Mm-hmm. It's all community grants and funding that way.
Yeah. So there's no bailouts here. It needs to come from people who are actually saying we need this in our community and responding to this need and digging deep, because it's been tough on everyone this
year.
We know
absolutely.
It has, but you know, being able to say, you know, hey, I looked so many times at 2 Corinthians 8 and that Macedonia church, and it said their deep poverty and their overflowing joy welled up in rich generosity. And it's like, that doesn't make sense, Paul. Deep poverty and joy, the math doesn't seem to make sense that should result in an overwhelming generosity. And yet that's when God gets in the mix, things happen. And
absolutely,
how do people respond financially? Because again, there's a lot of different things they can do to get involved with Fierce Freedom, but the financial need is what we want to promote today. How do they respond to that?
And think, yes, and I love that verse. And I really, we also want to stress, like, if you're in a financial situation where you cannot give right now, please don't give. But if it's something where you can make an adjustment and you can become a monthly giver, please do at fiercefreedom.org/support. So, and then you can click the year and kind of designation on your giving as well. But yeah, this is a larger conversation. There's lots of nonprofits and charities that are struggling. Like, we're not the only ones too. So even if it's just another nonprofit or charity that you believe in and you want to support them, again, just look for ways maybe you can make a little bit of a change in your own life. You know, but don't give if you're really struggling. We don't want you to give, but we just want people to be aware, because before this happens, you know, we want to continue being in this community.
But people can give online,
fiercefreedom.org/support.
All right, fiercefreedom.org/support. Cap Morgan from Fierce Freedom on a recent visit to the WIB Wake Up Show here on Chippewa Valley this week on WWIB and WOGO, capping off three different ministries and causes in the spotlight on this edition of Chippewa Valley this week. We began with Suzanne Becker, the executive director of Feed My People. Please take part and support in our 60 Ways in 60 Days matching challenge going on. All you got to do is go to WIB.com, WWIB.com/60Ways. And please remember to put WWIB matching challenge in the comment section when you give. Also, re-airing Caleb Swenson's conversation with Renee O'Donnell from Chippewa Valley Snow Angels this past Friday morning on the WIB Wake Up Show. And finally, again, Cap Morgan from Fierce Freedom as they move from Altoona to Valley Brook Church in downtown Eau Claire. And again, trying to reach a pretty lofty goal of $80,000 in fundraising before the end of the year. Thanks so much for listening to Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO. I'm Mark Halverson.